So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
It was just yesterday that the temporary chimney atop the Sistine Chapel released a plume of white smoke, signaling that 133 cardinals working inside had reached a two-thirds majority to elect a new pope for the Catholic Church. First American and Chicago's very own was shortly thereafter announced as a 267th pontiff, and he chose the name Leo XIV. Now, Bishop John Szymanowski, he was ordained in 1989 and is currently the Episcopal Vicar for Vicaria II in the Archdiocese of Chicago, which includes parts of the north and northwest sides and north suburbs. He's also pastor of St. Juliana Parish on Chicago's northwest side. He's also a friend, and he joins me tonight. Good evening, Bishop John. How are you?
Good, Dave. How are you doing?
I am great. You know, I was honored to watch the announcement with you on Thursday, and this is a man that you spoke to me about before. How do you know him?
You know what? It was exciting yesterday as we were sitting together. I know him, actually, our paths crossed in the late 90s in Chicago Heights. I was assigned as a pastor at St. Agnes. And he was, at that time, the provincial for the Augustinians of Chicago, for the province of Chicago. And he would help on the weekends in Chicago Heights. He would say Mass, celebrate Mass at St. Paul's Catholic Church for the Mexican immigrants, the Spanish Mass there. And during that time, we got to know each other, and we would... the priests of Chicago Heights would get together weekly to celebrate and have a meal together. And Pope Leo, I think of him as Bob, would come and share meals with us. And so we just got to know each other informally then.
That's very cool. So you could just pick up your phone right now and just call him and be like, yep, okay, John, yeah, I got you. Whatever you need, I'm right here for you.
I don't know that, but I do know we have stayed connected over the years, connecting a little bit here and there once in a while. So we know each other, that's for sure.
I think there were more people in the city of Chicago that were more concerned if the Pope was a Cubs fan or a Sox fan. There has been memes all over the place that the Pope says, the Pope says, you can't put ketchup on a hot dog, or it's a sin, pretty much. Or the other one, which is absolutely my favorite, he was in Bears garb, and it said, Popes from Chicago, 1, Popes from Green Bay, 0. So you know where people's heads are at right now with all this. The Pope was ordained a priest in Rome and studied there until 84, shuttling between church leadership positions in Chicago and Peru. And then 2023, Pope Francis named him to take over the Vatican's powerful bishop's office and vet those nominations around the globe. He just became a cardinal in 2023, about a year and a half ago, but he must have been highly respected amongst his peers to be elected to the highest position in the Catholic Church, right?
Definitely. I think he was respected in the Augustinian community. He is respected just as a fellow priest. But his work in Peru, a good portion of his work was with the poor in Peru. And so, yes, he built up the creds to become the Pope. I mean, he did a lot for sure. Yeah.
You know, he was named at some point provincial of the Augustinian province of Chicago. He was then elected 2001 as prior general of the Augustinians and reelected for a second term in 2007. What can you tell me about the Augustinian vocation? I'm hearing it a lot.
You know what? I heard this morning a good description. St. Augustine spent most of his life chasing shiny things in hopes that it would fulfill him. So power, money. And he didn't find it until he found Christ. And then at that point, his life changed, and he looked out to begin to take care of people in need. And so the Augustinian vocation is a vocation that centers on people, the people in front of you, but the people who are in need, those who the poor, those who are looking for work, those who are hungry. And so that is, to me, the Augustinian vocation.
Well, and he's very, you know, I think he'd also sends a message that he is going to lead like Pope Francis did in his mission.
I agree. I think partly his name, Leo the 14th, the last Leo the 13th, wrote the document Rerum Novarum. It was all about workers. It was all about the dignity of work and people's dignity. And so it again is one of those, it's just a little sense that by choosing that name, he's saying, I am going to be there for those who are working, those who are toiling, those who are, you know, kind of in the Francis line, those who might be on the outskirts.
Very cool. You got great radio pipes, by the way. Bishop John Szymanowski, thank you, John, for joining us and sharing your insight with us. And congratulations to Pope Leo and yourself, who was just made bishop a couple months ago.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
It.
Absolutely. Thank you.